begins, the shir should be a special schus for Yedid Nafshir, Rabbi Yochanan Meir ben Chaya Rochel, Bracha V'Hatzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yadav, he and his entire family. We are continuing our series of study of the Sefer Ben Lo Shri, of the great Tzadik Miran Nana, Rav Yitzchak HaKohen Hoberman Zecha Tzadik Livracha, who promises to put in a good word with the Rabbonu Shel Olam for anybody who spreads his Torah. We should be zocha to see the fruits of that promise. Vayhi b'shalach Paro ha'am, the first piece in the parsha, when Paro sent the nation, v'lo nacham Elokim derech eretz plishtim, and Hashem didn't lead them via the land of the plishtim, ki karovhu, because it was close. Yesh lefarish, we can explain this al pima shekasvu b'svarim hakadoshim, al pasuk me'ayvaitech hakmeni mitzvosecha, from what the holy books write about the pasuk in Tehillim 119:98, from my enemies I will be wise in your mitzvos. What does that mean? Shemigodel redifas harishayim achar ta'avasam, that from the great pursuing of the fulfillment of the illicit desires of the evil, from how the evil people try to fulfill their illicit desires, we can learn how to run after mitzvahs. May oivai, from my enemies, from the rishayim, tichakmeni, I will become wise, mitzvosecha, in keeping your mitzvahs. I'm going to see how do they do their thing, and I'm going to do it just the opposite. I'm going to do it in a holy way. For mitzvahs, v'zeshamar vayihi. Vayihi is a lashon of tzara, as it says in the Medrash Vayikra Rabbah 11:7. That the nation didn't learn from the holy deeds, good deeds of Moshe and Aaron and other tzaddikim, rather they learned from Pharaoh. He was smitten with Makos. And he didn't want to listen to the voice of Hashem. Mizeh lamdu l'avodas haborei. And from this they learned to how to serve Hashem. They learned from Pyro, from his stubbornness, and not from Moshe and the Tzaddikim. So they wanted to learn how to be good from the act, from the behavior of the evil, not from the behavior of the good. It's better to learn from the good, from the Tzaddikim. You can learn from all midos except for leitzanis. Like the rabbis tell us in Chulin, that everything that the Hashem forbade us, He permitted something similar except for leitzanis. Domra zal, kol leitzanus asir, all leitzanis is aser, chutz mi leitzanus shel avodah zarah, except for leitzanis, making a mockery of avodah zarah. So from mockery, you can't learn anything. Nothing you can learn from leitzanim. Amru chazal, u'moshev leitzim le'yashav elu plishtim shel leitzanim hayu. You shouldn't sit in a session of scorners, of mockers, and that's referring to the plishtim, because the plishtim were a bunch of leitzanim. They were people who mocked, people who scorned. Ve'aleim amar ha'kasev, about them the pasuk says, v'lo nacham elokim derech eretz plishtim. Limashech acharav. Ka'omram zal shani leitzanusa demashcha. Hashem didn't lead them in the way of the plishtim, to be drawn after them. What does it mean to be drawn after them? Because the Chazal tell us that leitzanus really draws people in. People like leitzanus. People like scorning. People like mocking. Therefore, Hashem didn't want them to go via the derech of the plishtim because they were leitzanim. But afilu kadei shiuchal asus leitzanus me'avodah zarah, aser lilmod midah razu. Even to learn, you're going to say there is something good about it. You can learn how to make a mockery of avodah zarah, but you still shouldn't learn from this bad midah. Ki karovhu, what does it mean? Ki karovhu. That's what the pasuk says. It's close. Ki karovhu limashech achrav leasus leitzan. Because instead of learning how to make leitzanus from avodah zarah, we might just stop become clowns. We might stop become scorners and scoffers. So therefore, it's dangerous. Uksiv, and it says in the book of Hosea 7:5, Meshaches yad yado eslotzim. Stay away from these. Draw your hand away from those who are scoffers. That's what it says. Vahi b'shach paros ha'am. when Vayhi is a lashon of tsar, that they wanted to learn from Paro how to be good, and not from the Maisim Tovim of Moshe, and therefore Velona Chamelukim Derech Eretz Plishtim. They didn't. Hashem didn't lead them via the way of the Plishtim, because the Plishtim were Leitzanim, and you should learn from Leitzanim Ki Karofu, because Leitzanas, this midah of being a makar, is Karov, is very close to a person, and he's likely to become that, not to do it for Avodah Zarah, but to mock important things. And therefore, he didn't lead them by the way of the Plishtim. Continuing on, we have on page Tzadi Aleph, V'lonacham Elokim derech eretz Plishtim, etc. He didn't lead them by the way of the land of the Plishtim, pen yinachim ha'am, lest they change their mind when they see war and return to Egypt, v'shavu Mitzrayim. So in the Sefer Eitz Yosef, he asks a good question. He said, why is Hashem concerned that they might turn their back and want to go back to Mitzrayim, and therefore he doesn't lead them the close way, derech eretz Plishtim, they took the scenic route. But he should have placed the cloud behind them that would have prevented them from going back. And that would have stopped them. If that's the concern, then just put the cloud there and you're set. You're good to go, as they say in America. The Gemara says in Yavamis and Daftzadi, when they wanted to determine which of the girls of Midian were fit for cohabitation and which were not, they put them in front of the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, and if her face turned sallow, turned like greenish, so then they knew that she was really a boil. And the Gemara asks then that it says in the Pasuk in Shoftim, at the conclusion of the tragic episode of Pilegish Begiva, that there were these lawless men of the tribe of Binyamin who wantonly assaulted a Pilagesh and left her to die. So the people were appalled. They demanded the execution of the prince of the criminals, but the Shevet Binyamin refused to deliver them to the hands of the people. So there was a civil war, and the tribes of Israel took an oath that no man would give his daughter in marriage to somebody from Shevet Binyamin. Ultimately, the Benjaminites were defeated and their numbers decimated. The nation was concerned that the entire Shevet Binyamin would be lost because the survivors lacked women to marry. Thus, when the community of Yavesh Gilad was discovered to have ignored the national oath to wage war against the Shevet Binyamin, a battalion was sent to capture it. Those of their women who had never cohabited were spared so that the men of Binyamin could take them as wives. So it says in the Pasuk that they found among the Vayimtsu Miyoshri Yavish Gilad Rabamios Nara Basula Shaloya Dishla Mishkav Zachar. They found 400 girls who had not known a man by cohabitation with a male. So the question is, how did they know if she had cohabited with a male or not? So, the Gemara says what they did. They did a certain test to see if she was a Basula or not. And then the Gemara says, okay, but V'navi rinhu lifnei tzitz. Why not just make them pass before the tzitz? And they'll be able to determine who is a Basula. So when it comes to Midyan, so they were doing it, they to determine who was even fit for Mishkas, for Bia. And here we're trying to figure out who a Basula is, but the Gemara is assuming that the Tzitz would be able to tell them who is a Basula and who's not. B'navi rinu lifnei Tzitz. So Rav Kahana says, no, it's not going to help because it says l'ratzon lahem. L'ratzon v'lo l'pranus. The Tzitz brings favor and not peronus. Then the Gemara says, all right, by Midyan also. That's also Puranas, because that determined which girls were to be slain and which not. So Ravashi says, Lahem l'ratzim v'lo l'peranis, but lo v'de kochavim afil l'peranis. Okay, so for a goy v'de kochavim, it could be for peranis. For Jews, it can't be for peranis. But in any event, what do we see from here? We see that it says l'ratzon and not l'peranis. Ratzon means that it's in a good way, it should be used for the good, and not for something tragic, not for something difficult, something painful. So to the Amir Ha'anan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stood for their good, to lead them on the way. And when necessary, the Amir Ha'anan will go behind them. To absorb the stones that the Mitzrim were shooting at them, you know, like the Iron Dome, so to speak, you know, to catch the enemy's weapons before they hit the Jewish people. We need today, if we would have an Amir Ha'anan, so then we wouldn't need all of this fancy advanced military machinery. We would be able to just have the Amir Ha'anan. So Mashiach is going to come, we hope, and we'll see Nisim and Niflas. In the meantime, the Kimetzes Chameretz Mitzvah Maren Niflas. In the meantime, so the Amir Ha'anan was for good, it wasn't for Peranus. And it wasn't for their bad, it wasn't for their detriment. So we asked, put the Amir Ha'anan behind them. No, if you put the Ha'anan behind them, this cloud of glory behind them, then it's going to stop them from going back. That's called L'Peranis. And the Amir Ha'anan was L'Ratzon, to defend them against their enemies. But not that if they're afraid, it's going to stop them from going back. So that's one answer. And another answer is, Vod v'huayemes, tekan k'siv pen yenachem ha'am. Who's the Am? Lest they want to go back, change their mind. It's called about the Erev Rav. When it says Am, it's referring to the Erev Rav. V'heim hayu netulei ha'anan, like we see in the Zohar. They didn't have the Anan. So you said, use the Anan. No, but it's the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav didn't have the Anan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want them in Klal Yisrael, as we see in the Zohar HaKadosh, Chelek Beis, Kuvtzari Aleph, Amid Aleph. So if Hashem would have put the Amir Ha'anan behind them, that they couldn't go back, that would have shown that, hey, okay, so you're in. You're part of our people. You're part of the Jewish people. And Hashem didn't want to show that, so therefore he was Ma'amid Amud Ha'anan. He wasn't Ma'amid Ha'anan behind them, because that would have shown he wants the Erev Rav. So the Erev Rav didn't have the Anan, and if he would have put the Anan, that would have shown that they're in Klal Yisrael. So therefore Hashem didn't want to do that. Okay, there's obviously a lot more in the parasha. We'll conclude here, and maybe if we're Zohar, we'll do more. And if not, hopefully in the future, Hashem should give us life and health and everything good. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, and most beloved.